This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, instead of, you know, the Nets or the, you know, Raptors or just, there's a lot of spots out there, you know, the Pelicans, where you need, like, a guy that can come off the bench and maybe give you – because, like, it's a long season. Like, guys are going to miss games. Guys are going to get hurt. You know, it'd be nice to have a guy like this in your organization who, look, say what you will about that man, he's going to come in and get you 20.
A lot of times going to come with 6 or 7 rebounds.
Yeah, he can do more than just score, you know, again.
It's the defense.
Yeah. I mean, there is a trade, but I feel like this is like a Colin Kaepernick situation. We're getting blackballed.
No.
I'm just asking this, right? Do you have, like, there are certain guys that I watch as former Tigers, and I'm like, I'm really, really, really pulling for you. You know, do you have that feeling with David Jones? Or
no,
because he left and he could have come back?
Hey, he did that stupid stuff with the jerseys on the bed. The dumbest night ever.
What was
remember that?
No,
we had the fans begging him.
Yeah.
He loved that.
Well, you know.
And I think it was our man Bumgardner. It was sad to why.
Bumgardner was taking the bait?
Yeah, man. Oh, and I hated it for our guy because Bumgardner's going to be with the program. Let this guy roll on, bro. We got, you know, we'll get P.J. Haggerty up in here. He'll finish All-American. You know, it's like, and we were, that's how bad, and no, this is no, you know, attack on Bumgardner. He was Tigers fans. He wanted him back. We all did. And he was willing to, hey,
David Jones was basically teasing the Tigers. Is that what it was?
Yeah, kind of teasing fans, man. He knew the whole time he was had any kind of offer, he was out of there, man.
Right. And he didn't even get an offer.
In the end? What he
did? Yeah, I mean, he got a two-way at the end. Yeah. But he didn't get drafted.
But we said if he got a two-way, he's gone. That's how seemingly bent he was on being
okay,
a pro.
Okay, so you don't rock with David Jones post-Tiger career.
I mean, I'm not pulling against him. I'm definitely happy to see him doing well.
But I'm saying, like, there's guys that you root for and don't
clearly a tear from your eye has dropped. Why won't they put this man on a standard deal?
No, he's getting I forgot.
This is Colin Kaepernick all over again.
Forgot about the mattress jersey.
That's weird. Put them all on the bed.
I forgot about that. All right, let me ask you this. If we're going to be woke about this, Dane Danger, that man transferred. That man put his name in the portal.
No, it's a misunderstanding.
Yes, he did.
His mama said it was a misunderstanding.
He wanted to leave, man. I saw somebody had the screenshots or something out there with his agent, like, he wanted to leave.
I thought we said Young got money, messed it up.
Well, Dane Danger told them, put my name in the portal.
There's like a screenshot of the
I
text.
Saw it, yes.
I'm not going to sit up here and
maybe
post
I thought it was on Twitter. I thought it was posted
maybe
on Twitter.
Maybe it did. He said it was all a misunderstanding, though.
Well, it was a misunderstanding because I believe he was too late to enter the portal. He missed the deadline or something.
Now, how in the world are we not going to be mad at P.J. Haggerty getting in there, but we supposed to be mad at Dane Danger the way he played down
the
stretch?
Well, P.J. he's gone. He's out. But I'm just saying, like Dane –
I'm just saying the same thing. It would have been business.
I don't root for PJ. I don't say.
No, but we said he should get in the portal. It's good for business. Now, we wanted him to come back, but we said he should get in the portal. So we can't hold it against Dane that he was going to and say all of a sudden now we're not rooting for him.
Because
at one point he wanted to get in the portal. It would have been good business for him, too, just like we would have said it's good business for PJ. Got to treat him the same, bro.
Yeah.
And especially what he was contributing at the end of the season.
All right.
The way he had turned it around.
Okay.
And manned up.
Even though Dane's deal was better than he would have ever conceivably gotten on the open market, because he got the same, like, he got $2 million.
Well, I thought, like you've said, Biggs can do a little bit better.
That's fair.
just to say, let me go see.
No, that's
although,
fair.
Clearly, he was treated well here at Memphis.
No, I mean,
and they
you
pulled
know,
the best out
yeah,
of him.
That's you know, that's probably a good call.
But if it was good business for PJ,
right,
and we said that,
right,
it was
right,
good
right,
business
right.
for Dame.
Well, okay, all right, I'll still claim him then.
Yeah,
it's time.
Playing Dame, the turnaround last year, the accountability,
no, was,
you got to
yeah,
claim
no,
him.
I, yeah. But you know,
after getting benched,
like Musa, I claim he's played here twice, bro. Like
and Musa, somebody told me he played well this last game.
Like,
I don't know if it was well enough to get like a exhibit.
Yeah, I mean
10,
the team. I think the team scored 60, but but yeah, he could have been a, you know, played well defensively. Yeah. I mean, it's not his fault.
Well, and then they straightened us out on Scottie Scheffler, didn't they?
Yeah, he's a Christian man.
And Ben, I appreciate you straightening us out. I had no idea.
Well, I think we kind of assumed there was some of that. I didn't know to what, you know.
Well, again, I didn't count it out. So maybe that's what it is.
Right.
But what I had not seen were, yes, he's gone out of his way in several interviews to point out that Jesus Christ is the reason he's winning these.
Right.
Not just the reason for the season, the reason for the winning.
Well, yeah.
All of it. His career, everything.
That's what they say.
So his wired differently might truly be wired differently.
That's right.
And I appreciate Ben for educating me on Scottie Scheffler's faith.
It's also interesting to me that Kendrick Davis is not on anybody's summer league team.
I was going to mention that to you yesterday when we were talking about your story. And ask you the question,
yeah,
but I don't want to put you on the spot. Like,
yeah,
why he wouldn't be on a summer league team?
That's a great question.
Because didn't he play well for one last year?
I want to
like
say
Golden State.
It was Blazers.
Else? Blazers, good call.
Blazers. Oh. And then he left in the middle of it to go to the 36ers in Australia. Yeah,
maybe that's what they didn't like, the NBA.
He got a guaranteed deal. I mean, there's some other guys that left, like. Amari Moore left for the Spurs. He got a deal with Valencia.
Well,
like
maybe that's what he's not leaving. Maybe it's a guaranteed deal, and he's fine.
Well, that's what it is. He signed with the Sydney Kings for the 25-26.
Well, there you go.
So he must be getting bread over there. I mean, he signed with the Nanjing Monkey Kings of the CBA for the end of the 24-25 season. That's in China.
Monkey Kings.
I didn't come up with the name. I just said it. All right, I don't want to get canceled on a Tuesday.
Man,
April 22nd, 2025. I mean, look, I didn't want to.
All kind of traps with that one.
I try not to even talk about it, you know. But it was there. That was the team name. And now he's with the Kings, the Sydney Kings, which that's a much more comfortable name for me to say. You know, the mammal there, right? Which is great. But yeah, maybe he just said I'm cool. I don't need to do summer league again. And Kenny Chandler's out there. He's hooping with the Rockets. He played yesterday afternoon against the. He damn near let him do a win.
Don't get his fall off.
I know it happened fast.
It happened so fast
because he got traded to the Nets from here,
yeah,
and that didn't work either. I feel like he had a great game yesterday
because he's athletic. I mean, I've seen him get down the lane and dunk.
Yeah, he had 22-7 against the Hawks
man,
yesterday.
Dude is a pro. He always had heart.
Yeah.
Just don't get it.
Maybe it's just the size.
Size.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard. It is.
Not much you can do about that.
And you have to be if you're going to be that size, you have to be just a defensive agitator.
Right.
And he's not that.
He's not.
Doesn't seem like it defensively.
He had three steals, but yeah, everybody has three steals in
summer league.
Yeah. Because they just throw. Like,
yeah, you need.
Malik Wilson had six steals.
I was going to say, we need you to have about seven or eight steals.
Exactly.
In summer league, yeah.
For
it to translate.
So anyway, yeah, that's your summer league update. And yes, Scottie Scheffler is a Christian man.
It's good to know.
And Kendrick Davis is with the Sydney Kings, not the Nanjing Monkey Kings anymore. The Sydney Kings in Australia.
Good.
All right, we'll come back. Calvin Austin III going to join us. We'll talk to him about his season. Aaron Rodgers I wonder if he's watched Rogan.
The Enigma.
Has
watched Rogan?
Yeah, like you know, didn't Aaron Rodgers go on with Rogan, or did I make that up?
Mm.
I thought you did like a Rogan interview or something, you know, at some point. But anyway, we'll talk to Calvin Austin about all that, meeting him and all that at 125. Stick around, Jason and John, RG FM, ESPN. Every week at Sonic, throughout the month of July, we're in the dog days of summer. Can I interest you, Jason, in a $1 corn dog?
Always.
How about a $2 All-American dog?
Yes.
How about a $3 foot-long quarter-pound coney?
From Sonic, yes.
One time a week. But, I mean, come on, corn dog for a dollar. Corn dog for what can you even get in America for a dollar anymore? Every inflation report monthly comes back 2.7%. I mean, damn. But at Sonic, throughout the month of July and the dog days of summer. $1 corn dog, $2 All-American dog, $3 footlong, quarter pound coney every week. Get over to Sonic today.
Wraps on the go for the perfect snack. Try the $1.99 queso wraps. Bacon ranch is my favorite. To have Southwest Crunch as well. Half price drinks and slushes. Happy hours every day over at Sonic. Make sure you download the app to order in the app. Use the app to customize your Sonic favorites. Enjoy exclusive access to new products and get exclusive deals. You're not fully Sonicking unless you've downloaded the app to get the full experience. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, a couple of things. Memphis basketball, we talked about some of the movement there with Nolan Smith going over to Tennessee State. CBSSports.com has a tournament bracket?
It's their first bracketology for 2026.
Now, it's not Jerry Palm, is it?
It's David Cobb, who we know well.
Jerry Palm, out at CBS. He's gone, man.
Wow.
Now, I know that that is going to be as tough a news for you as Joy Taylor being out at FS1.
Well, one a little bit more relevant to me than the other.
But.
It's starting my world.
I mean, we didn't talk about that. That FS1 debacle. They fired a dude.
All the NFL players.
They fired all the NFL players.
Felt like, I don't know, maybe some still around.
And they fired the guy that left his radio show in Kansas City 9 months ago to do this gig, Danny Parkins. He put him on his ass. Now, he'll probably get the rest of his contract, whatever it was. But Carton, too. Craig Carton from The Fan.
Oh.
Yeah, Danny Parkins.
He was making the comeback.
Yeah, the Breakfast Ball was the show. Joy Taylor out. That show out, the NFL players out. They're only keeping the show with Nick Wright and the Herd for now. They're going to replace it, but apparently they wanted to start it all over. That's tough, man. You leave your life in Kansas City, and then you go to New York, and in less than a year, you're already out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Really tough.
Damn. But maybe not as tough as this new projection at CBS Sports, Jason.
It does not have the Tigers as the automatic qualifier of the AAC. It's got South Florida Tigers, not one of the 68 teams.
Now, this is David Cobb.
Not very controversially.
Who does a show here once a week on 92.9 with Jeffrey Wright.
On these airwaves quite a bit. He's also on with Gabe frequently.
And so he – and now I do need to – I do – because this is
– I'm on with him.
He is a Tennessee graduate. I would like to be able to believe that this did not come into play. But I don't know if we can say that definitively. He's going to have to address this.
Oh, I would like to ask him, did you just grab the team that Torvik has on top of that?
I think that's what he did. I mean,
The computers spit out for you? The
how CBS would you do it otherwise? Yeah.
Computers just using the Torvik algorithm?
Exactly.
Or should we not be giving Penny Hardaway the benefit of the doubt?
Penny gets the benefit of the doubt.
You know, that's where the human thinking has to come in.
Although Torvik, man, he'd be right about the Tigers, man. He always has a beat on them. So it scares me.
Well, he wasn't right about P.J. Haggerty last year to start out.
Yeah, they did.
He didn't know he was going to be.
They overachieved. So let's hope that continues. But in the meantime, our man Calvin Austin is here. I'm going to go grab him, and then we're going to talk about the season and Aaron Rodgers and what he's up to right before he gets ready. He's going to start training camp here very soon. We'll talk to him next. Jason and John, I'm trying to find him. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You can run as fast as you can, but you can't catch Cal. He's Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Calvin Austin III, Memphis Tiger alumni. And it's an exciting year for our man Calvin because it's the pension year, which if you play this year, you play it out, you're eligible for that pension, which is huge.
Big time.
And you also have the best quarterback that you've ever played with. At least, I'll say it. You don't have to say it. But and Aaron Rodgers, man, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Man, what it do? I'm glad to be here like always. Like I said, continuing the tradition we started, what, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, when I want to say your first year.
Your first year,
2022.
Yeah,
2022. So this is year 4 of having you in before training camp starts.
Keeping that going.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that the trend is pointing the right direction.
Oh, it definitely
is. It took some time.
It took some time that first year, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Didn't even get to get out there.
That's right.
But, you know, each year built upon it, and
yep,
now we're sitting here.
Yeah.
The contract.
We've been talking about, you know, you're shoving off for training camp here soon. You're starting about 10 days. But just kind of take us through this offseason, man. I mean, you have a Hall of Famer, bona fide at quarterback. Just take us through the offseason.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously the offseason is just about, you know, focusing on the things that you need to focus on to get better. And it's nothing just, you know, crazy, but it's just like the little details of routes and stuff. So, you know, definitely had a good offseason training-wise. And, you know, mandatory minicamp those last 3 days is when we signed Aaron and stuff, and he came. And my first impression, it was crazy because, like, I first met him at Cam Hayward's, had a charity golf event, and, you know, met him. He was super cool, chill. And then when we got out there on the field during routes on air, like, when I saw him throw the football the first time, like, it looked like he had no effort, but the spin of it and just, like, how the ball came out, I was like, it was different, for real. Like, it was different. But we ended up, what was that, like, probably, like, 3 weeks ago, went out to Malibu to train with him. Me, the receivers, Pat, and everybody. And that was like, that was big time because, like I said, he came toward the end. So, you know, we haven't got to meet him. And
right.
We haven't got to meet him, I mean. And, you know, going into battle with your quarterback, you want to know him on a personal level. You know what
right.
I mean? And so going out there, the training, of course, was great. But, you know, just spending time at his crib, just chilling, talking, getting to know him. We went out to Nobu. That was probably one of the best experiences. Cause we was just, for one, it was good food. The view was great, but just we probably ate for like 3 hours. We were just talking for.
So real. What are they bringing? Courses like over 3 hours. How do you eat 3 hours?
So yeah, they were just like bringing like basically like everything.
Everything they make in the restaurant.
Everything. And so, but the thing was like we weren't even thinking about the time because like we were real deal like chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like talking about life, like what we think about things, just everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of change for you, man.
It is. And that's why I was like, looking back at that, like that was so pivotal going into this training camp because like now I've, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel extremely comfortable with them. Like if I see something, I go up, talk to them. If yep. I'm something off the field, whatever, go up, joke with them, talk to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're on that level now. And yeah. Just going to the season, that's chemistry and those little things you can't measure are like the biggest things to like win you those close games.
How did how did the invite to Malibu from him come, right? Because you talked about the end of mini camp and you spend a little bit of time with him, but then he invites you to the house. So did he text y'all? Did the organization say, hey, we want to do this? How did it come about?
He texted us, put us all in a group message. We coordinated it from that, you know, like, when are y'all guys free? We trying to, you know, see when we can all get up there at the same time.
You knew it was Aaron. Did you have his number? Okay.
Yeah, he texted us. Yeah, and that'd be the, you know what I'm saying, that'd be the cool thing, too, because, you know, sometimes you don't know how people going to be. You know, he could have a guy that has been at that level. You know, he could have an assistant do
right,
it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But that's the thing. No, he hit us up, you know, and, like, that's just the cool thing about it, because even when Russ came last year, like, you know, it was a lot of things about, oh, he does this way. Man, as far as I know, when Russ came in, how A-Rod came in, them guys come in, like,
right.
One of the guys.
Straight
like,
pros.
Straight pros, one of the guys, though, like, they're just trying to, you know what I'm saying, get to know you get to know them. They ain't being big time or nothing.
Right.
They coming in just humble and ready to work, and so that's why I'm like, how you approach it at just from the beginning like that, you definitely earn my respect right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. So like does he you don't have to say it if you don't want to, does he offer you ayahuasca at the house? Like he's like, hey, like we got it over
there. I don't think we're on that level yet. I don't know. Not yet.
They say it's the most awakening you could ever get.
Really? I don't see, that's the thing. I don't know if
You don't even need to get down like that.
I don't
need
to get down like that.
No, especially in this very important
contract. That's a very important year.
I don't even worry about the field, huh?
Man, what you said.
Well, that's what Aaron thinks it helps him on the field. You know, he has in the past. He takes these retreats, you know. But no, that may be just an Aaron Rodgers, experiment there.
Yeah. I was about to say, one thing about it, though, that I learned just from, like, being with him, talking to him, he's super smart. You can tell that like he reads a lot and just have a lot of knowledge of things. That's why I said we were like there. We were just like talking, like all of us. We're just like we were talking about literally everything. And so it was just cool to just not talk. We talked about football some because like I said, I was, you know, I grew up a Cowboys fan because of my dad. So we kind of had some heartbreak moments with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So you know, I had to bring it up to him. I'm like, man, you broke.
Pain running
heart.
Deeper than the ocean.
What for real? And like, but what was crazy was he was remembering like and spitting out the exact play and everything and why they did it. Cause I was recounting the one where he ran sideline, threw it to the tight end, and they went on the field, kicked the field goal to beat the Cowboys. He was like, oh yeah, you know, we called that boom dash left. We talked about it during the walkthrough the day before. Went out there and executed. I'm like
8-3 against the Cowboys.
Wow.
In the regular season and playoffs.
On them, kind of like he owned
my
Bears.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he owned the Cowboys and Bears. But that's why I was just saying, just like being around him, like actually getting to know him, you can tell just how smart he was and how personable he was.
Did he know anything about you? Like, was he familiar with what you did on the field? Like, I know all about what you bring?
Yeah, so he was saying, of course, my speed and stuff. And then he was mentioning, you know, how I made those tough catches over the middle and stuff and can take a hit. So and that's what I feel like a guy like A-Rod, he a guy that just, you know, is a football guy. So he definitely, like, one thing about him, we was out there training, he was like, he know like all of us on receivers can run, you know what I'm saying? And so he definitely had done his research on us. So, you know, because at the end of the day, like, you know, obviously this is Arthur Smith's offense, but he definitely has some things that he like as well that I think would be incorporated.
In terms of and we know he's had some great relationships with his receivers, and there's, you know, there have been times where it doesn't matter who his receivers are, you're going to be great because you're playing with Aaron Rodgers. In terms of what he wants from you, was reading a little bit about what you've said about this, like what he wants from his receivers in terms of the relationship. Play free? Like, how to, in terms of things he was saying, Calvin, I want you to do this more. Like, where were some of those things in terms of pointers?
The primary thing he said is to be open on the time of his feet, which means, like, if it's like a 3-step drop, 5-step drop, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be open on that footwork
right there.
Timing. And so, like, but by saying that, he's basically saying anything else, but in between that, that's all you. Whatever release you want to do, I'm not going to tell you, you know, I want you to do if you get open by, you know, going outside instead of inside, just be open on the timing of his feet. You know what I'm saying? And so as receivers, that's what we love to hear, because now we like, okay, we can get down. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to force this release or force this. You know what I'm saying? We can just go out there and play. And, you know, when you got a guy like A-Rod, obviously – he done it at the highest level and is a Hall of Famer. So all he's saying is get open and I'm going to get you the ball. You know what I'm saying? So
sound like it's coming out on that 3 or that 5.
It's coming
out.
You
just be open.
You just be open and be and get your head around.
Yeah. Also, you know, you're getting a 1 in DK.
Yes, sir.
Now, I mean, look, George certainly had his moments. He would be a 1 at times. Like, but I would say more inconsistent than DK has been over his career. What does that open up, having him?
I mean, for one, obviously DK just being out there is going to command a double team, attention. And so that, for one, is just going to open up the offense even more. And just his work ethic, because when we was out there, like, I remember it was me, Scotty, and Roman. We had already finished and was down, and he had ran a go ball. And I was like, bro, to see his knee drive and, like, to be that big running, that, you know what I'm saying, powerful but with grace, like, I was like, oh, if I'm a DB, I'm a for sure, you know what I'm saying, backing out and going to be a little, you know, iffy. But, you know, just for his work ethic, and he's just a cool guy. You know, he's from the SIP, so, you know what I'm saying, right up the street. But he's definitely going to bring a good, you know, explosive option to the offense.
Did you see, and you're talking about the options and wrinkles, you've got Arthur Smith, who you're familiar with. When Aaron gets in there, and can you see the different stuff that now Arthur can open up to and run because it's Aaron? I mean, y'all have had some, Russell Wilson's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. So it's not like you've had some, you know, scrubs in there. But with Aaron, and like you said, he's made every throw in the NFL. He's played in every game. Could you see, without giving too much away, could you see these components of Arthur's offense, these other spots opening up, these other things?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just in terms of just, you know, it could be the exact same concept, but, you know, Aaron is thinking, you know, this backside guy who they really ain't thinking about is a liable option on this route.
Yep.
That's the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the option that you really is like, okay, that's kind of a dead route. Not really, it's kind of a dead route, but you would think it is. That's for him is like the one he's looking
he's
at that
capitalizing
one.
Capitalizing on stuff that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, he's one of the, probably the greatest to throw the football, like to throw a football, just the spiral and everything. So like his thing is like, he's going to trust his arm. So it's not like a route where it's like, I don't think I can. Nah, he know he can get it there. So it's like on every single play, every route is
every
option.
Route's
and
live.
That's not just talk. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like he's going to actually throw it.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
We're talking to Calvin Austin III, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, getting ready for training camp. Nice enough to stop in, as we've done every single year. You guys haven't had a losing season since you stepped in here.
Haven't.
Now, that hasn't happened in the last 15 either. But
before either. Huh?
We're gonna take some credit. Now, I feel like if we were like ranking Calvin Austin III fans, it would probably go like parents, mom and dad, and they would go your receiver coach. Every time I see your receiver coach talking about you, bro, it's like he just raves about you in a way like you don't hear. NFL coaches tend to be like kind of hard ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, he needs to do this in a run game. Like your wide receiver coach, Zach Azani.
Yes, go Z. Yes, sir.
Bro, he's like, He gets all over the field. He bites your face off in the run game. Like, do you feel that from him? Like, it just feels like every time he gets an opportunity, he just shows love.
Yeah, and I feel like the big reason is just because, I mean, his story, he came from Central Michigan. He had a lot of stops, but he didn't have to get to where he's at from, like, working hard and grinding. Because, you know, if you're a former receiver and want to get into coaching, you got your resume that can hold up for you, you know, like, even if you may not even be a good coach, but, you know, if you were got a resume and then done it at this level,
yep,
they'll, you know what I'm saying, it's pretty much, it's a little easier for you to get a job. So with Coach Z, he didn't have to fight his way to get to this level. And, he tells us every day, like, he has this, like, a little paper of all the other receiver coaches to remind him that, like, he did, like, everybody wants your job, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why he every day is like pushes himself and pushes us, because he know people are chasing him, and he just sees that about me, obviously being a walk on, you know, working hard, but not just working hard, but like, even though there's been like obviously the injury and like last year I had like good moments and stuff, like regardless of all of that, I've been the same person, continued to work hard and like.
Yep.
That's why I say, like, I tell people, I take practice serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I mean, obviously for the Steelers, you have to, but, like, that's from being a walk-on, that's how I was able to earn a scholarship, show what I can do. And so I literally have the same mindset when I'm at practice. So, like, there's never a shortcut. And, you know, it sometimes, you know, it some like, it, I think Coach recognizes that because, I mean, you get to this level and, you know, it's sometimes can get easy to, you know, slip off and not be that same person with that same grind and mentality that got you to this point.
Yep.
And so I just continuously try to remind myself, you know, and just be that same person. And I think he recognizes that.
Clearly he does, and he gets to see you every day. What's it feel like to get – I was mentioning this to you off air before you came in. You know, this national love had Peter Schrager on Get Up, the old NFL Network analyst who's now at ESPN. He was listing his top five guys in the NFL to make the biggest leap in 2025, and you were the highest-rated player other than – highest-rated non-quarterback on the list. You were number three on his list behind Penix and Drake May, ahead of any other non-QB. You just talked about all the work that's had to go into this. How does it feel to get that kind of – you know, sort of shout out, expectations coming with that too, mm-hmm. but to get that, you know, sort of notoriety.
I would say it's both rewarding and humbling. Like, because, like, I'm not going to lie, I sometimes go back and forth because, like you said, this offseason has been a lot more, you know, a lot of praise, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, I take a step back and I realize, you know, how God has guided me and allowed me to get to this point from, you know, being undersized, walk on, did track, all of that stuff to be in this moment. So that makes me appreciate and be just appreciative and just feel extremely blessed. But, you know, also I have to also take a step back and, you know, like kind of, you know, push all that away and just remind myself that the only reason I'm getting this, you know, this attention and praise is because of the work that I put in, and that to continue it is to just continue to work, you know. So I definitely, because I feel like that is some of the trap that a lot of people fall into, is like when you get that praise, you just reading it and like, man, I am, you know,
I made it.
I
get complacent
because
now I made
myself on the back. But it's like that's when you like have to like. You have to like actively push that back. You know what I'm saying? You
yep.
You have to. You can't just be like, nah, I'm not thinking about it. No, I know it's there. I see it. But I also know that to get that and to get more and to be who I really am, like, I have to continue to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I always remind myself and like put at the forefront.
It's the professional mentality.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you watch have you watched the receiver show?
I watched receiver, and I know quarterback been the new season. I haven't finished that one, but I watched the receiver show.
And like when you like, I mean, did they do a pretty good job of depicting, you know, life?
I think they did a great job, honestly, because like I think they showed a good aspect of like, you know, the ups and the downs on the field, off the field. Because just being a receiver is, obviously, I feel like the receivers are probably, like, the most, like, drama-oriented of any position, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like some of that comes from just, like, your competitive nature. You're going against a defensive back every play, and I feel like DBs are just, by nature, annoying and, you know, confident.
Yep.
And so I think it did a good job just because, for one, like, I remember showing Justin Jefferson when he got hit over the middle.
Yep.
Like, you know, his ribs, like, that's some of the stuff, like, you don't think about necessarily, but, you know, them showing it and, like, knowing that, yeah, it hurt, but, like, you got to still, you know, push through that because you the guy. You the guy that, because, I mean, in this day and age in the NFL, like, the best teams and how to move the ball is to get, you know, you establish a run, but chunk plays eliminate a lot of risk for anything. You know what I'm saying? You get an 80-yard touchdown, you don't have a chance to throw an interception or fumble or anything. And so receivers are a big proponent of that. And so, you know, I think it was cool just to see, you know, life on the field and off the field because, like I said, it's a lot that goes into it.
I know one thing we keep hearing is Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Austin III going to have a big season. One of the storylines has been is should Mike Tomlin be on a hot seat? You know, they get to the playoffs, but they haven't won a game in so long. Is that stuff that you also have to tune out? Are y'all at a point now where you've heard it so much, you're rolling your eyes at it? I mean, you are, after all, one of the best divisions in football. Sort of how are you looking at expectations for Steelers and folks saying, man, they got to get a little bit further than they have here recently?
Yeah, I think we definitely, like, as a team, like, kind of just ignored that one because when the coach comes in that Wednesday morning and outlines how the exact game is going to go, what's their offensive coordinator mindset, what's their defensive coordinator mindset, what they're going to do on special teams to try and beat us, and the game goes exactly like that. I mean, we can't come in and be like, man, I don't know, coach may not be getting – He gave it all. He literally told us how it was going to be. Like, he's giving us the game.
Yep.
So at that point, it's just on us about executing, you know? And so I feel like that's probably the last thing we kind of think about because, you know, we have that trust in Coach T that he's going to have us ready. And at the bottom line, we're going to have the knowledge and the knowledge to going into the game of what we need to do to get done. And if it doesn't get done, you know, the only person you can blame is yourself.
Yeah. Well, I do need to. You already got the pension. You already got it.
Good.
Yeah, because your first year you were on injured reserve, right?
Yeah. So that counts. Yeah.
So you've got three. So he's done. No matter what happens the rest of the way, hopefully 10-15 years.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But you got the pension, man. I mean I know
crazy.
We there's more on the table that we're coming for.
For sure.
But it's nice to know, man. 3 years. From a walk-on to get an NFL pension.
That's the thing. It's funny because, like, people be asking me, like, sometimes, like, you know, what are your, like, goals in NFL, this and that? And, like, I literally have to, like, make goals and stuff for the NFL because, like, my whole – from being a walk-on, like, my whole dream was just to get here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, this was my goal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I did it.
So it's like when I got here, it's like, okay, now it's like I'm here. And then I would say just, like, seeing the potential of the amount of success I can have just from outworking guys. Like, that's what I realized when I got here. I'm like, man, you can real deal. Like, okay, everybody ain't working hard. So if I work harder, I can pass people. And so, like, that made me just even more, like, you know, have new goals, like, going to this season, last season. Actually, since I had played the year before, going to last season, I was like, okay, I want to do this. And it's like, you know, each year is just like a new rewriting of goals almost.
Yeah. I mean, again, when you get there and you didn't think you'd get there, like, yo, like, this was it.
This was it.
Now, but you gotta keep going. More to do, as they say.
Big time.
It's a big year, man. We're pulling for you.
Always.
And we love having you in here every offseason. This is going to be the biggest one yet.
Amen.
This is going to be it. I mean, you're already tracking, man.
Bro, when we saw your name this morning, we were like, man, this is you. But then to your point, man, got to try to stay calm.
That's
here.
Right. That's right.
Exactly.
You know, crazy expectation.
But, I mean, you got to, you know, one of the most prolific quarterbacks to ever, you know, play the game. Yeah, it seems like it's gonna happen for you, man. Appreciate you coming in as always.
I appreciate y'all as always.
He's Kelvin Austin III, getting ready for his fourth season as a Pittsburgh Steeler. As always, repping the 901, the University of Memphis. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Buying a car doesn't have to be stressful over at Leaders Credit Union. They're happy to help. That's what they do. They make the car buying experience a breeze. And it said the loan process was one of the easiest I've gone through and made the entire car buying process less stressful. When you're shopping, get the best rate. That's just simple. What are you waiting for? Let Leaders get you in that new car today. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to get started. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by NCUA. Thanks to Kelvin Austin III for joining us on the show. Always good to catch up with him before he gets off to training camp, which, you know, again, is, I mean, yeah, training camp, we're going to have preseason in basically 2 weeks.
Yeah, 31st, I think.
31st, 16 days.
Chargers, Lions.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
Hall of Fame. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. We're about to get going here, buddy. I'm so happy for Calvin. That's worked out the way it has, and man, what a situation to be going into a contract year with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback,
right?
Knowing that he's got to get it out of there quickly because that offensive line's got some question marks. Whew. Ceiling. What did the Mike used to say? The roof is the
ceiling. Is the roof?
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, big things.
Yeah, I mean, it really
should be.
That's
what it's supposed
to mean. It really, really should be.
Ceiling is the roof of Calvin Austin.
The ceiling.
Maybe even higher.
Car got no roof. I mean, I don't want to put too much on it, but man, I feel like this just has to be the year.
What you know is that he's not going to change the way he's worked and how he's gotten here.
That's right.
Now that he's getting a little bit of notoriety. And,
that's right.
You know, folks are paying attention.
Yep.
So confident that won't change.
Well, I mean,
you get the same player.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why that's what you're talking about with the wide receiver coach. I mean, seriously, like I remember the receiver coach said something like, you know, everybody keeps asking us to go get a receiver. We got one.
Yeah.
We got a number two.
He'd been standing on 10 toes down on their number two.
And then he said something this week as well. He was like, you know, everybody keeps overlooking number 19.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have an unbelievable receiver in that room.
And I think their confidence level in him is part of why Schrager's so high on. They're about to be giving him the ball.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, and he's right. Calvin's right. DK gonna be drawing double teams.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you ain't leaving him one on one. So somebody got to benefit. So yeah, it'll be interesting. And obviously, always rooting for the best for Can't Catch Cal. That's gonna do it for us today. Thanks to Kelvin Austin III for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.